It's certainly become a drug to which Britain seems to be addicted. It's a very easy way of growing an economy. It's great for employers, but relying on it a bit too heavily, and it's covering up problems that we should be fixing. I mean, the point of economic growth should be to heal your economy and shorten your dole queues, but that's not really happening at the moment. We're still getting immigration at about 1,000 a day. These people are finding jobs, but in a country which is still nursing youth unemployment of about 20%. So we're in a strange situation where we're not really healing what's wrong with Britain in terms of our welfare state, in terms of our education. We'd have to if it wasn't for immigration, but immigration gives us an easy way out. We can think, well, let them all come and we can deal with the debt pattern that way.
Do you agree with that, Francis?
Well, I think that it's a sign of success to have a lot of immigration. I mean, a fast-growing country anywhere practically in the world sucks in a lot of
Odd to
of
think
immigrants.
Of us being fast-growing.
Well, we're fast-growing compared with most of Europe.
Who is that?
You know, Germany is the other country that's growing, and it's also sucking in loads of immigrants. So I think one wants to really to separate the two problems. I mean, there is undoubtedly a problem with a lot of youth unemployment and a lot of young people who can't find jobs. But immigrants, as we know, will take jobs that the young often won't take. I was driven down here by a young Hungarian who'd started off as a kitchen porter. I don't think many young people leave school wanting to become kitchen porters. Somebody's got to be a kitchen porter.
But your point, Fraser, is that if they are not here, then these other jobs would have to be done by somebody else.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, had it not been for this huge wave of immigration that started at the end of the last decade, then Britain would have had no option but to have fixed our massive welfare problem. But instead, we kept at least 4 million people on out-of-work benefits at any one time and grew our economy with immigration. Under Labour, almost all of the employment growth was immigration. Even under David Cameron, 3/4 of the jobs growth is immigration. And so it's an easy way to This allows Prime Ministers to stand up in the House of Commons and says, we've never had more people working in Britain. But at the same time, it rather ignores the huge parts of our country where the welfare state is keeping people trapped in poverty. And it's kind of fake progress, which we ought not to be satisfied by.
Isn't there a point there, Francis, that your cab driver this morning perhaps is a sign of failure rather than success in a way?
No, I think it's undoubtedly a sign of success in terms of what the Office for Budget Responsibility was looking at, which is basically who pays the taxes, taxes rather than taxes.
But shouldn't it be local people? Shouldn't it be British people who are paying the taxes? I mean, that's not meant to sound...
I'm not sure that in terms of dealing with our huge problem of the debt and our need to finance our health services and our pensions and our ageing population, I'm not sure that in that sense it matters very much. It's obviously much, much better if you can get a lot of people to go to work. And I think Fraser's right to worry about the fact that lots of young people don't go to work. But I'm not sure that's a problem caused by immigration. I mean, we've also had...
Well, it's if the jobs are there, I mean.
I think it's caused by a mixture of problems with benefits and also perhaps with their aspirations and what the sort of jobs that they think they ought to be entitled to. But a lot of the growth in the jobs have been taken by old people too, when people in their 60s are working much longer, and that's going to continue. And that's you know, I don't think that people regard that as a problem, but it's one way in which jobs are being taken that aren't available for the young.
And changing aspirations, or encouraging aspirations, whatever the right verb is, Fraser, that's a tricky one. It takes an awfully long time, apart from anything else.
This isn't about aspirations. This is about the fact that if you're low paid in Britain and you want to go to work right now, you face an effective tax rate up to 85% to meet the amount of welfare which is taken away from you. Nobody would work at an 85% tax rate. It's an outrage, but it's one we tolerate because we can get away with it. We can simply rely on people coming here to grow the economy. Now, it's things like this which the nation's attention has been taken off for the last 15 years, and it shouldn't be. And the thing is, Francis says that we're a growing economy, but if you look at it in terms of absolute numbers, then sure. But if you look at the GDP per capita, if you look at the per capita economic growth, there isn't any. We're tottering along the bottom right now. And to say that the only way we can get rid of the debt is to rely more on immigration is a council of despair. You should be thinking about what we can do and what we can do for the people already here.
Francis?
Well, I think we certainly need to get more young people into work. I'm not sure that just cutting benefit is the only answer.
Part
education
of it,
too. It's certainly part of it, but the way the education system works is another part of it.
Francis Cairncross and Fraser Nelson, thank you both very much.